Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Well, you know, I'm impressed to see people in church today. Most churches did close in this area anyway that I know of. And we just said, you know what, hurricane, no hurricane, tornado, no tornado. We're going to still get together as a family and talk about God and what God's doing in our lives. Amen. And last week we started on something, in fact, a few weeks ago, and I really want to pick it up a little bit now. But just a word that God gave to me just the other day, in fact, yesterday, when Isaac sowed into the famine. Remember, Isaac, there was a famine in the land, that's Abraham's son, Isaac, and there was a famine in the land of Gerar, and God told Isaac, sow into this land. And Isaac didn't hesitate, and he sowed in the land of Gerar in the middle of a famine. And that same year, he received back a hundredfold. The same year, he received back a hundredfold. And he was so wealthy, and he got so much that the people of Gerar couldn't handle it, and they asked him to leave because they kind of got jealous. And I realized that this God that's our Father, I believe he reversed the curse in the earth for that man. Amen. He actually reversed the curse by the sweat of your brow, that he didn't have to have the sweat of his brow. He planted and God produced. God can reverse the curse anywhere, anytime. Amen. You understand? And tornadoes and hurricanes are part of the curse, like thorns and poison that kill people as part of the curse that wasn't there before. In the Garden of Eden, there was none of that. None whatsoever. Amen. So it all came with a curse. God can reverse the curse. We've already been redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3:13 says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Amen. For it is written, cursed is anyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. The blessing in Abraham came upon Isaac. Came upon Jacob, came upon Israel, came upon you. Amen. You understand? Because Jesus came. Don't ever think that God can't change a situation. Don't ever think there's an impossible situation. With God, all things are possible. But it's only possible to who? Them that believe. There is nothing that's impossible to God. That means there's nothing impossible to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We're looking for God to rain down manna from heaven. He's saying, release manna from within. Right. My wife is talking about that. We're looking for a miracle from outside, but he's saying, release it from within inside. Because the kingdom of heaven is within us. Amen. 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 Rivers of living water. So we have more authority than most people believe today. We have more say in this deal than what people think. Can you say amen? Amen. And so we've been talking about gaining some vital knowledge for my life. I was meant to do this last Sunday or the Sunday before, but the Holy Spirit gets to moving. We just let him be the Holy Spirit, right? And Hosea 4:6, I'm going to go real quick. I just want to give you a little bit of time here. but besides, who wants to go sit in a dark house and look at each other in the dark? What else you got going on? Tomorrow's a holiday. They call it Labor Day weekend and they say don't work. It's Labor Day, but you're not going to work. I never did understand that one. But anyway. So I'll have you out here before any other church. Because they're not here. You'll be able to get to the buffet and buffet your bodies pretty well before. All right. Hosea 4:6. We looked at that. He says, my people are destroyed for one reason, a lack of knowledge. Amen. And you need to understand when you get knowledge from God, ask him for wisdom as well. So you know when to release the knowledge and use it. Yeah. Amen. And then he says, because you have rejected knowledge, I'll reject you from being a priest unto me. That means that knowledge is available. And when I don't take that knowledge available to me through the word of God, I'm rejecting the knowledge. Did you know that? But no one told me. Nobody has to tell you. When you drive down the road, there's a sign that says 50. And anything over that, you're going to get into trouble. Amen? The Bible is full of road signs. It's full of signs for our lives, telling us, watch out, beware, take care, avoid, say, do. Amen? And he said, because of a lack of knowledge, I've rejected you from being a priest. Because you rejected knowledge. He says, you destroyed for a lack of it, but you've rejected it. And people will say, well, I never rejected that. Well, did you read it in the Word? No, you rejected it. Did you hear a minister saying it? Yeah, and did you do it? No, you rejected it. That's right. Faith without works is?
Dead.
Amen. And so it's like walking around in the blind. There's so much knowledge available, but you've got blindfolders on. Right? There's light all around. It's in the Word of God. There's so much light. It's so rich. It's so alive. It's so full of golden nuggets. And yet people just won't worry about it. They don't care about it. They don't get it inside themselves. He says, you're rejecting knowledge. You're going to be destroyed. How will it be destroyed? In every area, in sickness, in finances, in marital things. He's got everything. All the knowledge that you need is in the Word of God that's on your knees right now. It's amazing. Amen. Ephesians 6:11, he says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. There's a road sign. There's a devil. You need to get some stuff in order to take care of yourself. Right? Sharp right turn. Slow down. 25. No, I'm going to carry on doing 70. Whee! Right? You disobeyed the road sign. And you ended up in a ditch. Who are you going to blame? The government for putting the road sign, the ditch there? And the government will say, but we gave you a warning. You're going to get a fine as well after this because you messed up some stuff and you were speeding. You're going to get hurt all sides. So there are road signs. So he's telling us, avoid, be, stand against. You've got to get information. You've got to get knowledge and get the armor of God to stand against the wiles. The wiles like Wiley Coat. What was it? Coyote. Remember? What was he called? That guy. Think of any plan, any scheme to catch that poor skinny little thing. Was that the beep beep one? I got it right. You see, we had that in South Africa as well. Beep, beep, pew. And Wiley is now half dead again with a rocket exploding on him or something. Right? But the Bible says, avoid the devil's schemes, his strategies, his evil tricks, his wiles, his slyness. We got so many warnings about this devil, what he can do. And then he tells us in 1 Peter 5:8, he says, be sober, be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, he's telling you once again, you have an adversary, and he even names him.
That's right.
You mean it's not my wife? No. You mean it's not my husband? No.
That's right.
Come on. You mean it's not those people that I work with gossiping? No.
Come on now.
Who is it? El Diablo, the devil. He tells you, he's giving you a road sign, he's giving you a warning, and he says he goes around imitating, pretending to be who he's not. He goes about imitating the king of beasts, a roaring lion. Have you heard a roaring lion? Yeah, baby. I'm from Africa. I heard that real life. You like that sound? Yeah. That's what you hear. You know what, when people heard there's a hurricane coming? That's the roar. And the wiles of the devil are clever schemes used by Satan to ensnare us, to absolutely ensnare us through temptation, threat, or intimidation. Now, the roar is not a problem because the roar can't hurt you, but it's how you react to the roar that can hurt you. Come on. You understand? You get a pain in your thigh. And oh my God, it must be whatever someone told you. All you're hearing when that happens is, that's the roar of the devil. Amen. And so he says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, he tells you, the devil, he tells you who, what he's doing, he goes around like a roaring lion, seeking. He's on the prowl. He's looking out for some separated weak sheep. That's left the flock. That's a newborn that doesn't know the truth. That's a mature Christian that doesn't know the Word. He's looking for those people whom he may deceive. Once again, it tells you there's someone he can deceive and there's someone he cannot deceive. Because if he says he's looking for someone he may deceive, obviously it means there are those that he may not deceive. Which are you? Come on. So we want to become the ones that may not be deceived. Those are the ones who know the word of God. And let me tell you what, you will be tested. I've told you before, when you go to school, you get a teacher, and that teacher comes and tells you a whole lot of stuff. Is that correct? And at the end of the year, that teacher says, okay, now close the book. Let's do the exam. Right? And now you get a test on that. Well, I give you a lot of information, yeah? Every week, Wednesday, Sunday, healing school all the time. And I don't say, bring out the pen and paper. You're going to get a test. You're going to have an exam. I don't do that. But when you leave these doors, your exam starts. Your test begins outside. When you're not in the church walls with the brothers and sisters, your exam comes, your test starts. How are you going to write that test? You're living your exam today. I don't know if you know that. You're living your test and your exam today. Right now, you're living that exam. So what you've learned, are you applying it? You see, what good would it be if I taught you all the ins and outs of math, and then at the end of the year, you don't apply what you learned, and you do what I think I'll do? You're going to flunk. So are you doing what you learn? He says, they that hear these words of mine and do them. I liken him to the man who built on a rock. And when the hurricane came and the storm came and the wave came, that house stood because it was solid on the foundation of the word of God. And it did. The other man, he said, he heard the word, but he didn't do it. Means he got faith. They both had the faith, but he didn't do what he heard. The Bible says the hurricane came, the storm came, the wind blew, and bang, his house fell. Yeah. Amen? Amen? Are you applying what you learn? And if you're not applying what you learn, you're a fat cat because you just got faith and you've done nothing with it. It's dead. Because hearing the word will give you faith. True. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. Correct? So we've all got enough faith. Oh, my goodness. You don't understand. We've got more than enough faith. He said, listen, oh, my God. Romans 12:3, and now he's taking me off my notes to old notes. Romans 12:3, unto every man has been given the measure of faith. Oh, that leaves me out because I'm a woman. No, mankind. Okay, let's not get crazy. So unto every man, Romans 12:3, unto every man has been given the measure of faith. Every man. Who's left out? When you become born again, Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. He gives you the gift of faith to get saved. And then he gives you a measure of faith to live by. And then he says the just shall live by faith. Come on. It's not difficult. The just must live by faith, and we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. That's the word of God. That's how God operates. Amen? Amen. And so if you're not applying what you're learning, it's crazy. Now, when you do your exams in South Africa, when we did an exam, boy, they separated the desks even further. There was nothing around you. We didn't have telephones then anyway. I mean, really. And you had to park your dinosaur outside and no one talking to you. And if you just spoke to someone, my God, you're cheating, and you'd be in the principal's office and he knew you. Oh, he knew you by name. Really, not by Facebook. He knew me by person. Me and him, we had a great relationship. Me and my principal, oh, he loved me. Curry, what is it this time? So I'm just going to bend. You know, let's not discuss it. Just whack. How many of you had corporal punishment days in school? Woo! Wearing 5 pairs of underwear. You remember those days? You put on weight? Yes! But you weren't allowed to talk to anyone, look at anyone, and get no information from anyone, and the book was closed. Well, I've got good news for you. The test that you have outside there. Yeah, it's an open book test.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will share how we can discover who God made us to be.